The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. Welcome to Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I'm your host, JP John Paz. Of course, with me, the star of the show, the former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, the greatest mind and booker ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, JP. Very good. I'm visiting my daughter in Florida, so having a good time.
What do you think about CM Punk, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, AEW, the backstage altercation? Wanted to get your opinions on that, because this is one of the craziest stories that we've heard in a while. I know we've heard talk about Vince retiring. That was crazy. But here's another crazy story from AEW.
It certainly is. And I mean, you hear two completely different sides of the story. I can't understand how this happened. At first, I thought it was could be a work, but it wasn't. Obviously, there's been some hurt feelings and bad blood there for a while. And, where did they go to fix the pieces up back together? And isn't Punk hurt now that he's going to be out for an extended period of time?
Yeah, torn tricep, I believe it was. Either a torn pec or a torn tricep. He's going to be out for about 8 months.
Wow. So, let me ask you, what do you think about it? Because you probably have a better feel for this than I do. But what do you think happened that caused this? Was there some deep underlying heat with somebody somewhere?
It looked like with Adam Page, when he made that comment months ago about Punk being a cancer in the locker room, that was never okayed. He didn't know Punk didn't know Page was going to say that. And that kind of opened Pandora's box. Plus, Page and the Young Bucks and those guys are friends with Colt Cabana. Obviously, CM Punk hates Colt Cabana, a lot. I mean, really just doesn't like the guy. And they've had their history in their past from 10 years ago with WWE and the lawsuit and the podcast and all that stuff. So they're friends with him. And apparently the EVPs and Page were kind of saying like, oh, Punk is divisive. He's a cancer. He's the reason why Colt Cabana was not fired, but basically demoted to ROH, and he was no longer in the Dark Order. He wasn't going to be in AEW anymore. And I guess the EVPs kept that rolling, and they must have said something about it. And they were kind of giving Punk not a bad name, but they weren't really very complimentary of Punk. And, that got to Punk. He was pissed about it. So not only did he go off on Colt Cabana kind of unwarranted at the press conference, even though nobody mentioned him, he just mentioned him because the guy Nick Houseman used to be friends with him. And Nick Houseman is one of the guys from Wrestling Inc. that covers the press conferences and covers AEW for Wrestling Inc. So it was one of the things where, okay, he saw him and he kind of saw an opportunity to kind of open Pandora's box there and let go of his grievances. And obviously he ripped on Adam Page because Adam Page ripped on him. That was his receipt. But yeah, he kind of really went in on the Bucks and Omega. Some of that was true. Some of that's not. Like, as far as, like, what do they really deserve to be EVPs? Like, how the hell are they EVPs? But, man, that was a crazy way to go about it. Jeez Louise. I mean, he really went in on those guys.
Yeah, and can you bring me up to speed about – I know the rough outlines of the Colt Cabana and CM's – problems, but can you fill me in? There was a lawsuit because they said that the doctor caused Punk. There was a defamation lawsuit, right? Where
yeah.
They said something about the. Okay, bring me up yep. to speed.
So there was, they had the podcast when Colt Cabana had his podcast. He had Punk on for an extended period of time. Punk went off a bit on WWE, didn't like it there. He got screwed. But then also he had a staph infection that wasn't treated correctly. And he really, mentioned the doctor by name and really going in about how this guy almost killed him. And so the defamation lawsuit came about. And of course, Punk and Cabana both got served because, he's on his podcast. So Cabana felt like Punk should pay for it because he was the one that was defamating WWE and the doctor, not him. So apparently Punk said that, he was going to take care of the lawsuit, or that they were going to split. I don't know how it worked out, but basically I guess Punk paid for most of the lawsuit. Punk says he has an email from Colt Cabana where it says Cabana will split it with him and they both can, pay their side, pay half and half, I guess, of whatever the legal fees were going to be from the lawsuit. And I guess Punk ended up paying more than he thought he should have. But that was basically the crux of it. And that Punk was saying that he was paying all of Cabana's bills and that Cabana's share. I don't know why this matters, but he
shares a bank account with his mother, and that's kind of when he took off, and they didn't want to, I guess they wanted to settle rather than have a lawsuit against each other.
Okay. And then they had been friends up until then, and then they stopped being friends, I imagine, right?
Yep. So I guess Cabana sued Punk, and Punk countersued him. Then they had in Discovery opened up the books. Cole Cabana shared a bank account with his mother. I kind of don't know the relevance of why. I guess he's trying to make fun of him, but maybe Cabana's supporting his mother. Maybe that, you know what I mean? It could be one of those things. Maybe that's why they have a joint bank account. But Punk was trying to make it seem like it was a real bad thing, but he's kind of trying to make it seem like that's why they kind of tried to settle, because he didn't want his mother getting involved and having to pay for the fees as well. So that's kind of the crux of it.
And they did win that lawsuit, didn't they?
Yeah. I don't think
they
that. No, but there were still all the legal fees, though. I think that it was a substantial amount of legal fees, too. So I guess Punk ended up paying the legal fees, and then he was saying he was paying for other bills. I don't know what it was of Colt Cabana, but he claims he's paying for some other stuff for him. I don't know, and I don't care about that stuff, but that was a big crux of the issue.
But why did he bring that up? Is there a reason why he brought that up at the press conference?
It honestly seemed like it was just weighing on his mind. But a lot of people in the media, because he called out, you know, several people he basically said wrestling journalists, media, dirt sheets, you guys been covering the story wrong. I've been sitting on this for so long. I didn't want to seem like I was being so defensive, but I haven't said anything. So something must have set him off that he wanted to do it. Dave Meltzer said he pre-thought it out and that he knew ahead of time that he was going to say it. But it seemed like the EVPs were kind of, and I guess maybe feeding some information to the dirt sheets, and dirt sheets were quote unquote getting it wrong, that he was the one responsible for Cabana's demotion in AEW when he says he has nothing to fucking do with him for years.
Okay, so somebody was feeding the wrestling journalists some crap. They were putting it out there, and that's why he wanted to clear the air.
Yep, and that the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega weren't defending him, and they weren't saying anything positive about him. So it was almost as if like, oh, yeah, Punk is this part of the locker room. We're on this side of the locker room. And I've heard through the grapevine from a few people that work there, and obviously some of the wrestling journalists and media and dirt sheets covered as well, that Punk and Omega don't like each other, and they're kind of separated, and that Omega felt slighted that Punk was being treated like Tony Khan's favorite pet, and he used to be his favorite pet, and he got pushed down the pecking order, even though he's an EVP. The Young Bucks not happy they were pushed down the pecking order, because now it's Punk. The alpha male came in and kind of took over. So don't know if there's 100% truth to that, but there does seem like there's a little modicum of truth to that, for sure.
Okay. But boy, it set them back having that bullshit, because they might could have salvaged it and turned it into a storyline, but obviously there's not going to be any salvation, because Punk's going to be out for 8 months, and I don't know, and you probably don't have any idea either. What are they going to do with the other guys? I noticed they took the belts off them. Where do they go from here? Where do those guys go from here? How do you suspend the executives in your office?
Crazy. Yeah, they're suspended. So I don't know for how long or what's going to happen. Meltzer reported it's going to be a few weeks until the quote-unquote investigation is over, but they're suspended for a few weeks. Pat Buck, Christopher Daniels, Michael Nakazawa, Brendan Cutler, Ace Steele, all suspended. Ace Steele supposedly might be fired because he bit Kenny Omega, and he threw a chair at Nick Jackson, one of the Young Bucks, and knocked him out. CM Punk threw a punch at one of the Young Bucks. So I don't know. Crazy. But they're suspended.
What did Pat get suspended for?
So because he was involved, they're saying anybody that was involved has to be suspended until the investigation is over with. So it seems like just like a precautionary thing that that everybody is suspended, that any, he was trying to break it up. So anybody that had anything to do with it is suspended, which is, I don't know, kind of silly, I guess, because they didn't break it up. I mean, I wouldn't have suspended those guys. Like, Christopher Daniels is one of the head of the talent relations. He got suspended because he was trying to break it up. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, that's I'm not sure if he's suspended. Did they wrestle last night, right?
No, Brian Danielson wrestled last night, but Christopher Daniels is suspended. Yeah.
Okay. He gets more entangled, is what you just said. It's, and they're going to bring in somebody like a master to find out what the problem is.
Somebody from their legal team. Yeah, somebody from their legal counsel. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're just going to have to sit and wait. I mean, it was great to see MJF back, right? I thought I said, what a talented guy this is. He comes out, he's a huge baby face. 4 seconds later, he's a huge heel. he's got a remarkable gift of gab, and I thought he looked physically the best I've ever seen him look. I don't know if it was just the angle they shot him at. Didn't you think he looked terrific? Like he had been training really hard?
Yeah, he looks jacked. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
What would you do in this situation? Like, have you ever had to deal with this in WCW? I know, obviously, Steiner and DDP had their fights, and there's a bunch of backstage fights, but what'd you have to do, and how would you deal with that?
We never went past the locker room, you know? I mean, I'm sure WWE had the same thing. I mean, the boys policed themselves back in the day. But it never got to this point. Well, I guess it did. With Scott one time with the interview with Ric Flair, that they weren't even working with one another, and they got the famous interview on Flair. But the boys kind of police themselves, but it's a different time and different era in the political correctness. And, you know, who knows? I don't think there could be lawsuits involved, but who knows? This is a different time and a different era, right?
Yep. How would you deal with it? Would you have suspended everybody, or would you make them work together and doing an angle? I know Punk's injured, but hypothetically speaking.
Well, I think, I mean, you lost, you lost Punk, you lost Omega, you lost the Young Bucks, you lost Christopher Daniels. You know, you lost the whole card there. I think they would have a great rating from last night. People were tuning in to hear what was going on, and I don't think they actually heard what they thought they were going to hear. And I'm sure leaving those, taking the belts off the three-man tag team, that's a little confusing if you don't tell me why. Do you know what I'm saying? They really didn't tell why, did they? I just missed it.
No. Nope.
So, I mean, I think, but again, it's a different time and a different era, and I'm sure the reason why they're doing this, they're legal staff told them this is what you have to do. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm sure the legal staff stepped in.
Yep. So yeah. Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Reporter, said that Tony Khan's announcement at the start of the show was very vague on purpose. He included everything he could say from a legal point of view, as there is a legal investigation running in for the company for this altercation. So I guess it makes sense why it was so vague. But if you're a casual viewer, you're like, okay, why is Punk not the champion? Are we hurt, or why is it vague? And then like the Trios title, you would be very curious. But that was what Meltzer had reported. Obviously, you know, he's very close to that situation, so he knows. But I guess he couldn't get into it any further. I don't know. Maybe he could have said something, but I guess that's all he could say.
They, maybe they put a gag order on him and said, don't say anything pertaining to that. I mean, that's the other thing about us wrestling fans. We jump to conclusions and we jump to what they should do, not knowing the full ramifications of the legal end, what you could say and what you can't say. I mean, you know, you're talking about millions and millions of dollars by saying the wrong word in today's environment. So maybe, I'm sure Tony's a smart guy. I'm sure he didn't just go any further because he was told legally not to.
Had to be, because watching that, everyone was so excited. Like, okay, what is he going to say? What is he going to do? And he literally said nothing. You know what I mean? Other than they're going to create a tournament for a new champion.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you. Well, we're definitely going to be able to watch it play out in real time.
For sure. But now, like, with Punk, would you fire him? Would you suspend him? Yeah, you can't kind of do anything because he's injured, but what would you do with Punk?
I would hope that cooler heads would prevail and they would sit down and work this out, because you don't want to lose any of those guys. They're the basic of your company. I mean, they're all in top spots. They're all guys that were selected by Tony Khan because they hadn't gotten exposed, basically, except for Punk, the guys we mentioned. You know, I don't remember the brothers going to WWE. I don't think Omega was ever in WWE. I don't think Hangman Page was ever in WWE. And Punk had been retired for 7 years, so he brought back basically fresh faces, right? Not knocking the guys they brought in, because the guys they brought in, Bryan Danielson and Billy Gunn and Milo, they're great additions, but those other guys were there from the start, right? So yep. I'm sure they could sit them down and cooler heads would prevail. If not, then the next step is telling them, if you can't, it's your company. If you can't get along, we need to make a decision to go separate ways in the best way we can.
And their big match that I think that you could have made off of that, or even in just in general, was Kenny Omega versus CM Punk. Like, that's the dream match, quote unquote, that you know, that you'd want to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, that's what I said when it first happened. And, you know, you would think you could come out of this with a great storyline. You know, and maybe you have a snippet of somebody, you know, you could turn it into work. Someone has a camera and took some snippets of this fight actually going on, and you don't show it, but you play the audio. You know, there's so many things you could have done. And I think it would have drawn, and it would definitely have got you a huge rating. But now, you've got to go back to the drawing board and come up with something pretty clever, because you're going into Arthur Ashe Stadium not fully loaded with your number one talents, right?
Yeah. Yep. No Punk, no Omega, no Bucks. Yeah.
That's the thing I think about. You going into WWE, it's Hunter's Ball now. Going into Hunter's backyard without all your talent, you better figure something out pretty quick.
What would you do with the EVPs? Would you pull the EVP, you know, from them, considering, you know, their executives getting backstage fights or no?
I think what's going to happen is the legal department is going to tell them what they got to do. I think that's why that they haven't really told you what they're going to do. I think the legal department is probably taking this over from Tony and is going to direct them what they're going to do. And I think that's what's taking them some time. I think Tony's a bright guy. I think he'd be on top of this and would have made a decision. But I think the legal department, we've never gotten anything like this. A little bit with Orndorff and Vader, but we never got anything like this. And that's when the little bit of the lawyer stuff we heard about from the North Tower, but I'm sure they jumped all over this because, again, I'm just repeating myself to nausea. You know, it's a different time and a different era, and people sue back and forth for anything. So I'm sure Tony wanted to get this clear, but the lawyer stepped in and said, we got to really investigate what before we say anything.
Do you think Punk put Tony in like a bad spot just as far as the press conference, because he had to almost sit there and, you know, just why this guy went off on everybody?
Well, I didn't see the press conference, but just hearing it about it, and again, I didn't see it, so this is just me surmising what happened. He put Tony in a horrible position. And I wonder if that someone buzzed. Maybe I'm going into conspiracy theories bullshit right now, but what if someone buzzed Punk about it and said, oh, did you hear what they just said? You know what I mean? And maybe that's why he went off. I don't know, but he put Tony in a tough situation. You know, and what was Tony going to do? Say, oh, that's enough? I mean, here's your world champion. He just won the belt. He's injured. A lot of things are going through Tony's mind, and he's probably saying, oh, please, Punk, please stop talking. And he doesn't want to talk over him because it might incite him more. Who knows? I mean, he was in a very, very, very difficult position listening to this. That's for sure.
To me, some of the faces, I guess you didn't see, but some of the faces Tony was making, you could tell it's like he was not perturbed, but he was like, just you could tell by his faces and his body language, like Punk was going off and he was almost like, oh, shit, I got to step in and say something, but I can't step in and say something. Like, he was in a precarious position, but his face, it's go back and if you can watch it. It's so funny, his reaction, because his reaction is almost like what we're thinking watching it. You know, it's like, oh, no, oh, no.
So obviously what I said was probably correct. He put Tony in a horrible position. And maybe, I don't know how it started, but maybe it started out slow. And then sometimes we can work ourselves into a huge shoot. I mean, there's a lot of times you're saying something to somebody and you're saying to yourself, as you're saying it, don't say that. Shut your mouth and it's coming out of your mouth anyway. So I'm sure Tony was trying to protect the company and protect Punk at the same time, because it seems to me that Punk was the darling of the internet. But after this, it seems that a lot of people have turned on him and saying, you know, he was way out of line, blah, blah, blah. Am I right on that assumption, you think?
Yeah, I've noticed that. He was the darling for sure, you know, selling 100,000 T-shirts in a week. And now, when he came out last, there was some – this is obviously pre-press conference, but there was a little bit of booze because he was being supposedly a little divisive backstage. Who knows what's true and what's not, but he wasn't as favorably cheered as he normally was. Like MJF, the heel, was getting cheered a lot in his return.
Yeah, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. I mean, I think they really need to sit down and have a very, very intricate plan for MJF. I haven't seen anybody in years. The last time I've seen anybody go from a babyface to a heel in 4 seconds was Flair, but he did it with Steamboat and Terry Funk, and Terry put him through a table. Or not through it, but he piledrived him on the table, almost broke his neck.
Yep.
MJF came out, and the people went bananas. And he was a stone-cold babyface. Then about Allen, the greatest quarterback of all times, then he sucks. But I noticed, even though they were booing him, did you see this, or is it my imagination? They were booing him and jeering him, but there was a smile on their face.
Yeah.
They were so happy he's back. So definitely. I think they got something very special there. And I'm sure they rushed him back because of what happened. And I'm sure this had long-reaching problems for AEW because they brought him back and they needed to because they needed to cover up what's going on. But I'm sure they hadn't gotten all the plans down to who he's going to work with and which they're going to go. And it was probably somebody that's been fired or suspended or going to be looked at differently for a while. I mean, they got a really, really got a gold mine with him. And I hope that they get a long range program for him because he, unlike a lot of people, he was off for a long time, but he hit the gym. And his interviews were very entertaining last night. When I said interviews, he went from a babyface to a heel. He was great. And I hope it's going to be interesting to see what he does because he's going to be great no matter what he does. But I hope they have something ready for him.
Me too. He's a huge star for them and a huge star in the business. Yeah. What do you think about Punker? What do you do with him? Do you let him come back when he comes back from injury? Do you make him apologize? What do you do with Punk?
Well, we don't know the whole story yet, right? We only hear different. We hear two sides of the fight story, and they're both completely different, right?
Yep.
Again, I think they're going to have to listen to the legal department. And the other thing is Punk wanting to come back? After this, will he want to come back? I mean, you're losing a guy that became the focal point. He's going to be out for, you said, 8 months?
That's the rumor, yep.
Okay, if he's out for 8 months, it's, you know, things will... Time heals wounds. Maybe, you know, they have a few meetings and they bring them together and they try to work this thing out. But you can't have another one of these incidents amongst them again. Or, you know, the network itself may look at this and be appalled.
I could definitely see that because it doesn't seem like, you know, something that the network would like seeing, especially it's not a work, obviously, it's a shoot. So, I mean, they're not going to like that. Fight the workplace, workplace violence, guy got knocked out, guy got bit. I mean, executive starting a fight, I mean, none of it sounds good at all to the network.
No, I mean, and you just hit on something. Where is human resources in this? A bite, a chair being thrown. I mean, we're talking about I could have went out, right? Busted nose, split head, concussions, bite marks, drawn blood. I heard that one of them got knocked out, hit the floor. I'm sure there's two thoughts of this. One of the thoughts for the executives on Turner would be, oh, wrestlers being wrestlers. The other one saying, what have we got ourselves into? And I think that was the difference when you brought up Page and Steiner, that was hush-hushed and covered and policed by the wrestlers themselves. It wasn't like a gang warfare. It was like this was the Crips and the Bloods, you know. This was completely different.
So AEW is going to be pretty interesting going forward. We'll see, you know, what happens with Punk, Omega, and the Bucks, and the rest of AEW and Tony Khan kind of going forward.
Yeah. I certainly hope and I know they will get their act together. They've come on so strong and from starting from scratch, I'm sure they're going to get everything together and it'll be interesting to watch them put these pieces back together. Good luck to them.
Head towards the plugs. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website tmptempire.com. And of course, Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com. Visit the Kevin Sullivan store. You could, of course, follow Kevin on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. And then, of course, you could follow me on Patreon, patreon.com/tmptempire. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll see you right back here next week for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week, folks. Has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, You can bet anytime. You can bet anywhere with my bookie. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved.
Just say your name and your...
Cool. Hi, Nick Housemuth, Wrestling Inc.
I'll start, Nick.
Show of hands, who here fancies themselves as a journalist? You're a journalist, Nick?
All right. I try my best.
Okay. No, real quick.
Go ahead.
You still do improv?
No, not a little bit.
No?
No.
When you did improv, who'd you do improv with?
I did it with Scott Colton.
Hmm. Okay, so you fancy yourself a journalist. Would you say you're friends with Scott Colton?
No, I haven't talked to Scott in some time.
So you're not friends with him?
No. Scott and I do not see eye to eye.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes two of us. My point is, if you fancy yourself a journalist, even if it's for the silly world of professional wrestling, and you have journalistic integrity, people who report things, mostly that are bullshit, and slanderous lies against myself, if you are friends with somebody, you blew my spot. If you're not friends with them, I apologize.
It's okay.
But you should probably disclose who you're friends with.
I'm not friends with you.
I haven't had anything to do with Scott Colton in almost a decade. Probably wanted nothing to do with him even longer than that. It's fucking unfortunate that I have to come up here and speak on this when I'm on my time and this is a fucking business. Why I'm a grown-ass adult man and I decide not to be friends with somebody is nobody else's fucking business. But my friends, if I fall backwards, will catch me. Scott Colton, I felt, never would have. My problem was I wanted to bring a guy with me to the top that did not want to see me at the top. Okay? You call it jealousy, you call it envy, whatever the fuck it is. My relationship with Scott Colton ended long before I paid all of his bills. I have every receipt. I have every invoice. I have every email. I have the email where he says, and I quote, "I agree to go our separate ways. I will get my own lawyer and you do not have to pay anymore." That's an email that I have. The only reason the public did not see is because when I finally had to countersue him through discovery, we discovered he shared a bank account with his mother. That's a fact. And as soon as we discovered that fact and we subpoenaed old Marsha, he sent the email, "Oh, can we please drop all this?" Now, it's 2022. I haven't been friends with this guy since at least 2014, late 2013. And the fact that I have to sit up here because we have irresponsible people who call themselves EVPs and couldn't fucking manage a target, and they spread lies and bullshit and put into a media that I got somebody fired when I have fuck all to do with him, want nothing to do with him, do not care where he works, where he doesn't work, where he eats, where he sleeps. And the fact that I have to get up here and do this in 2022 is fucking embarrassing. And if y'all are at fault, fuck you. If you're not, I apologize. But what did I ever do in this world to deserve an empty-headed, fucking dumb fuck like Hangman Adam Page to go out on national television and fucking go into business for himself? For what? What did I do, Dave? What did I ever do?
You tell me.
Didn't do a goddamn thing. What's your name, sir?
Dom D'Angelo.
Fuck the Pittsburgh Penguins. What are you doing?
Pittsburgh.
I made it really clear in Forbes, and I just want to make it clear again. Nick,
it's not his position to make it very fucking clear. There's people who call themselves EVPs that should have fucking known better. This shit was none of their business. I understand sticking up for your fucking friends. I fucking get it. I stuck up for that guy more than anybody. Okay? I paid his bills. Until I didn't, and it was my decision not to.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have no-commented when Nick first said it. It's my fault, and if I hadn't, it's my fault. It's my fault.
I appreciate that.
I should have just taken it head-on because you never
said
it.
But I'm trying to run a fucking business, and when somebody who hasn't done a damn thing in this business jeopardizes the first million-dollar house that this company has ever drawn off of my back and goes on national television and does that, it's a disgrace to this industry. It's a disgrace to this company. Now, we're far beyond apologies. Right, I gave him a fucking chance. It did not get handled, and you saw what I had to do, which is very regrettable, lowering myself to his fucking level. But that's where we're at right now. And I will still walk up and down this hallway and say, if you have a fucking problem with me, take it up with me. Let's fucking go. What's your question, Nick?
First of all, you're always very nice to me, and thank you. I wanted to ask about MJF. Obviously, he played a voicemail from you before he came out. Obviously, confronted you, Punk. Why now? Why is MJF back in the fold now? How do you both feel about him being around? How do you feel about the time he spent away? All of that.
Well, if I may, I'm the one who asked him to come back because MJF's a big star in this company, and this is one of the biggest events. A year ago, CM Punk debuted here, and I thought it was right for the fans. And like I said, for the fans, I thought the best thing that we could do as a company was bring MJF back.
Because he wants me to work with pricks constantly. That's what it is.
Nevertheless, two of the top wrestlers in the world, MJF and CM Punk, could be a big match down the line.
Sorry to keep bringing this fucking up, but I've never spoken his word, and I don't know how long, so I'm a little fucking pissed off about it.
That's fine.
When it came down that he was going to sue me, I asked to talk to him. He refused. I asked for mediation. It was denied. I offered him money. He said it was not enough. He went ahead with the lawsuit and sued. It's his fucking funeral. I don't care. He shares a bank account with his mother. It tells you all you need to know about what kind of character that is.
You are always very nice to me. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Nick. I'm sorry if I'm a little fucking snippy.
That's fine.
I'm hurt and I'm old and I'm fucking tired. I work with fucking children.
I respect the situation.
I regret not answering your question.
And
the first
I only asked it because I have some familiarity and just wanted some clarification on the story. Yeah,
I should have just taken a head on like I did with Blake and Forbes recently.
We're all learning here, Tony. It's okay.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
This is from Mindy's Bakery, by the way. It's a great place in Chicago. If you like pastries and baked goods, I suggest you go there. They're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, though. Sorry about all that, man.
It's okay.
All right, thanks.
So I've asked questions of presidential candidates in my old life. I don't think I've ever been as nervous as I am right now, but I'll direct this one to Tony. You saw the reaction MJF got when he came back out at the end of the night. Do you have any worries that you just cheered in Chicago while CM Punk, hometown guys, do you have any worries about MJF kind of, he got pure boots before. He was one of the last pure heels left in wrestling and tried to get cheered. and now he's sort of set up as this anti-authority figure. Do you worry about what that means for the psychology going forward, especially if it's going to take Ben Punk?
I think the fans want to see great wrestling matches. MJF's the top wrestler. CM Punk's the world champion, the top wrestler in the world. And I think having the top contenders, whoever came out of this match tonight, MJF sets up as a great challenger, and now CM Punk is the world champion. MJF being back, a lot of fans were excited to see it, but anytime somebody makes a comeback in the world of wrestling, generally you get a really big reaction. Am I worried about it? No, not really. Like, we have one of the most charismatic, popular professional wrestlers in the world right here, and frankly, the fans can react however they want. That's what's great about AEW and pro wrestling. We're not trying to tell people what to think. This is a really compelling story. People were emotionally moved. People are calling that a great ending, and I'm really glad people liked it. But the fact is, it was a great match, and it was a great ending, and now we'll see what happens on Wednesday.
Is that going to headline Arthur Ashe, that match?
I'm not going to comment on it.
You did,
Oh, thank you.
I'll tell you why I'm upset about it. It's because if you're an EVP, you don't try to middle your top babyface. Try to get your niche audience that's on the internet to hate him for some made-up bullshit rumor. Really pisses me off. Stepping on your own dick, trying to fucking, you know, make money, sell tickets, fill arenas, and these stupid guys think they're in Reseda.
Tom?
Yep. Dominic D'Angelo at happyshows.com. Punk, last time we were here last year, I asked you about, like, Terry Funk and his influence, like, yeah, his legacy going on. Kind of, and this is for you too, Tony. I kind of like, you've done a great job with incorporating legends throughout, you know, the course of AEW and as it goes on. I kind of want to see what you feel about how a lot of the modern talent today can kind of utilize some of the advice and take advice from, like, guys like William Regal and even like Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone. I know I'm missing Jake Roberts, plenty I'm missing, I'm sure. But I just kind of want to get both your perspectives on that and how that can kind of go a little bit more to help you guys out grow as a company.
We have a locker room full of pretty brilliant minds. You know, Jerry Lynn, Dean Malenko, Mark Henry. You know, when I came back and I cut my promo my second week here, I thought it was pretty decent. You know what I mean? Kind of blurred the lines a little bit. What's he doing? How crazy Phil? He's going into business for himself. And really, I was just defending myself. But, you know, you mix that in with attacking Moxley and mention, you know, Kingston being the second best Kingston, which is a pretty great line. But our locker room, for all the wisdom and brilliance it has, isn't worth shit when you have an empty-headed idiot who's never done anything in the business do public interviews and say, "No, I don't really take advice." Who the fuck do you think you are? You know? That's stupid. I'm on a team with Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, and I don't need to work on my swing. I'm not going to listen to these guys. They're going to tell me how to swing a baseball. Fucking go fuck yourself. That's how I feel about it. I dare you to fucking say that to Terry Funk's face. I don't need to listen to you, Mr. Funk. I know what I'm doing. Fucking grow up.
Next question over here. Question for Funk.
I'm sorry, speak up.
What? Sorry, we can't hear you.
Sorry. Question for CM Punk, Bill Lindsay from Bleach Report. I think it caught a lot of people by surprise your loss 2 weeks ago and your foot injury came into play. And I wonder, you know, how much of that came into play tonight? Because a lot of fans were assuming that was part of the reason you lost, but that didn't seem to happen tonight.
I'm wearing Danhausen's boots. It was a true story. So I assume that it's like some sort of a reverse curse. I've had a real problem with footwear. I've been trying to figure out, like, what to wear. And that's real life. Like, I put my old wrestling shoes on and they didn't fit. I bought a new pair of 12s. They didn't fit. I thought about wearing my gym shoes. They didn't have the stability I needed. And I bought a pair of Doc Martens because they're really comfortable. But they're too loose. And then Danhausen was like, "You want to try mine on?" I'm like, "They're a size 10. And I put them on and they just magically fit. It like unbelievable, like a glove. They're tight, but not too tight. They give me stability and they're comfortable as hell. So I owe him more money now.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Paul.
Izzy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm sorry if I'm scary.
No, it's okay.
You know, I like you, though. You're right.
Thank you. I like you, too.
Thank you.
Izzy from the Hot Tag with Izzy. This question is actually directed towards Punk. We saw, you know, you got a huge win tonight. Congratulations. And also MJF return. what is the message that you're trying to direct towards MJF this time around? Because you did have a feud with him months ago.
And I mean, do I have to? I guess. Nah. I don't know. I'm tired of wrestling these pricks. I'm tired of wrestling these kids that think they know everything. You know, but I'm not the boss. He won the number one contendership, and I guess I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. I think Max is a supremely talented individual, but this goes for him and anybody else in the locker room that doesn't want to be here. You know, the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it. And Max likes to, shit where he eats instead of watering the grass. So, you know, we'll have to see how that goes. Thanks, Izzy.
John, I'm a podcastee. Punk, a year ago we were in this room and it was after Adam Cole had debuted, Bryan Danielson had debuted, and you said that it had the feeling of Bash at the Beach.
Oh boy.
Where it was
did
that
I say
energy.
That?
It was that
did
energy.
Did I say that?
And a year later, here you are, world champion. Through the trials and tribulations, what's your honest assessment of the last year for you personally and professionally?
I know it sounds like, again, it sounds like a pretty ridiculous statement, you know, but I would like to think, in 5 years, you know, you'll see the impact of it. There's a chance I'm wrong. You know, we got an uphill battle in a lot of respects. There's just so much drama and turmoil going on, but I like to believe in the place I work. We do have a very, very strong roster. And like I said, we have a lot of brilliant minds backstage. So if young talent's willing to actually listen and receive advice and information, I honestly think the sky's the limit. You know, there's always going to be people who think they should be the top guy, want to be pushed, you know. And I get that. I mean, that was me from like 2008 to, you know, 2010 or whatever. And, you know, I always wanted more. But I thought I acted like a top guy. You know, like if I missed a flight, I rented a car and made the town. I didn't just go, oh, I missed the flight. I guess I'm not going to be a TV. I think Adam Cole is fantastic. I'm more worried about his health now than worrying about if his impact on wrestling is going to be, you know, bigger than Scott Hall's or something like that. Like I just want the kid to be healthy because he's a sweetheart. You know, I know Eric Bischoff is really mad that I said that, so I stand by it.
Can you tell me a little bit about the recovery from the foot injury? As far as, you know, I know you went through. It's 3 months.
That was awful.
Quick. That's, you know, and you had surgery. You had major surgery. You know, that stuff put in and everything. So
again, what I said in promo, I think maybe last week, was true. I did the stage dive. What an idiot. I must have hit my foot on the top of the guardrail, but I didn't feel it. I mean, you would think that shit would hurt, but when people caught me, they put me back down. I waited for FTR, and I'm standing on my foot, and it just didn't feel right, you know? But I thought, again, maybe I just whacked it or something like that, and then I wrestled on it, blew a springboard, came off the top of like a double axe, like did all this shit. And what I eventually did is, yeah, I fractured my foot, but then I pulverized the bones. Pulverized is the word Dr. Jung used. Surgery was supposed to be an hour. It wound up being like 4.5. I got 3 plates and 16 screws in my foot, and I have a new foot now. You know, it is 100%, but it is a new 100%. And I'm, you know, every day I rehab. But when I started rehab, this is the worst injury I've ever had. You know, I had surgery on my elbow, easy peasy. You know, lower back, I could bike the next day. I could get a coffee, I could go for a 6-hour walk, you know what I mean? And just, I could do something. I was bedridden for 2 weeks, and it was really, really hard for me because I really wanted to have this great summer and do good for Tony and sell tickets, draw money, help with ratings. And it all just came crashing down, but that's life, you know? I missed out on Forbidden Door in the United Center. I really wanted to wrestle there, you know? And I have pride in my work. And I wanted to carry the title and, you know, carry through the summer and just help grow the business. So it was mentally devastating. I was bedridden for at least 2 weeks. I would be dead if it wasn't for my wife. I would also be dead because of my wife if that third week I didn't get out of bed. Love April to death. I wouldn't be here right now in a lot of ways if it wasn't for her. It may sound corny to some people, not being able to walk my dog was like really challenging, you know. And then the rehab, like, I could tell you how hard and painful it was and grueling. But I just wouldn't be able to do it justice. I was doing 2.5 hours of rehab, plus once they told me I could bike, I was biking my life away. Then I would go to the gym later and lift weights, and I was just trying to bust my ass to hurry up, and not necessarily hurry up to get back. I wanted to hurry up to get healthy, because if I'm not healthy, I'm no good to anybody. It was just, it was really, really tough. I just think it's, you know, I'm a little older now, and It was a pretty ridiculous. I think if I was 23, it would have been a heart injury. You know what I mean? Because I literally couldn't do anything. Trying to get around on crutches up and down stairs. You know, I got to walk 2 feet to go to the bathroom. I got crutches. It was pretty bad, and it was depressing. But thank you for asking.
Last question from CM Punk. Will.
Thanks, Dave.
Will Washington, Fightful.
What up, Will?
How you doing, Punk?
I'm okay.
I got a question for you. So, that's on here, right? So, I guess a good way to round this out would be to point out the fact that your win tonight brought to an end the fairly legendary run for Jon Moxley. He hasn't been defeated in AEW in over a year, and even with the months
right?
out, he hadn't. I believe it was what, Double or Nothing last year. The last time he was in.
And it was in a tag match.
Yeah.
He's never. Yeah, it was the first time he's ever taken a clean pin in an AEW match ever, I would say. I mean, where it was under pretty fair circumstances in over 3 years.
Yeah, so that brings to an end the fairly legendary run for Jon Moxley. Can you talk about what it means to be the guy to put an end to that run for Moxley?
Oh, man, people are probably really mad at me then, huh? Alvarez? Are you mad at me?
I'm mad at you.
All right. I'm a little mad at you, but yeah. I think me and Mox are so similar, and obviously we got a lot in common, you know? Like, we both had some misdiagnosed staph infections. I mean, it's a weird thing to have in common, you know what I mean? But we came from the same place, and I think we felt a lot of the same things there, you know? Kind of like, there was a bridesmaid, but never the bride. I can only hope that he appreciates being able to, me doing that for him, just as I appreciate him doing this for me, you know? Because I think we're both guys that nobody ever really did it for us, you know? Guys could have helped us out a little bit more, passed the torch a little bit more, and I think we're on an even footing, whereas before maybe you thought, you know, like, I'm the bigger star, like, I'm here to try to elevate everybody, and I'm not saying that I have elevated Jon Moxley. I like to think maybe I did. I think that's what all of our jobs are, is to get, you know, if one person's up here, it's up to them to reach back and get everybody up to that level. But yeah, I think Jon Moxley, we have different philosophies about pro wrestling, but it's a beautiful thing, because it's all pro wrestling, you know, and done right, it's just magic. I think he's a hell of a talent, and I sure do appreciate him, you know.
Thank you very much, CM Punk.
Thank you. Alvarez. Thank you. I saw that video, man, and you were so incredulous that I went into business for myself, and I was just like,
No,
man.
I made sure to say that some people were upset that you had done that, and other people said that you were defending yourself, which is what you said, that you were defending yourself.
And the reason I've never defended myself is because when you do, it just sounds like you're being defensive. But I've eaten shit on this subject for a very, very long time. And I'm very sad today that I had to get up here and say his name. He doesn't fucking deserve it, and talk about it. But facts are facts, you know. Name two people that have made the most money off the name CM Punk. I don't think you're there yet. The first one's Vince McMahon. The second one's Scott Colton. I hope you all have a good night. Please be more responsible with the news you get from certain people. And just remember, we're human beings. Thank you.
Thank you, Punk.
Thank you.
Did Larry have a good time?
Bro, Larry got one of the biggest pops of the night earlier. He got Lucy, ran down the thing. It was fucking great.
We love the Dove shirt too, Punk.
Thank you.
Sidney Crosby love, though?
Fuck Sidney Crosby. fuck Malkin. Fuck, you know
what?
You know
what?
Fuck Ron Francis. Oh, how about that? Wow. I'm still fucking pissed off.
Lemieux?
Fuck him.
Oh.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Dirk Graham got a hat trick in fucking game one. They still lose and get sweeped. Oh. God, somebody box up these spinnies and fucking...
Can I have one?
Yeah. Do you have a spin drill?
Yeah, please. Thank
you. It's not that weirdo non-alcoholic shit.
Yeah, but I like... Water. Well, I like both.
Yeah, spinnies are great.
Thanks, Bill.
Contrary to popular belief, I am a very nice guy. Thank you.
I always thought you were very nice to me, Bill.
Sorry, Nick.
Sorry. You were. You were always very nice to me.